out of order. I have plenty of nerve to even talk about it, much less do something about it. It brings me sharply to this hated word, automation, because I feel that the highest intelligence of mankind should be, first of all, put on man himself. Wasn't it the Greeks who said, the greatest study of mankind is man? I think this age of automation is a case of man in flight from himself. And I feel that if any one art can bring him back to himself, it is the dance.
And why is it dance?
Because rhythm is what creates the universe and everything in it, by rhythm. The Hindus were the nation or culture 2,000-3,000 years ago that made a symbol called Shiva. You know that term. Shiva, or Nataraj, Lord of the dance, because they said he as a personification in his great cosmic circle dancing was the symbol of the creation of the world, and that everything was brought into being, into visibility, into form by rhythm. And therefore, that made the dance as a symbol of the creation.
You said in the same article that the highest function of the dance is to ennoble man's concept of himself, something which you just said in different words. Then you went on to say that this cannot be accomplished until the artist, whatever his field, becomes aware of himself as a citizen of the world and of his responsibility to lead rather than follow. So that the world of dance, why is it so important that
Because the way he conducts his bodily movements, the way his harmonious relationship to life itself in all its facets is either harmonious and he has the feeling of it proceeding from himself and returning to himself with a sense of rhythm is what makes the dance so important. Do you know your Havelock Ellis at all?
The Dance of Life.
The Dance of Life. There was our scriptures. Ted and I had the joy of meeting him in London very briefly many years ago. And he was all that a philosopher ought to be. And we have his book. And his Dance of Life is our Bible when it comes to the art of dance, because he lifted it from entertainment, from folk levels, from entertainment levels. He lifted it way up to the dance of life itself.
Now, of course, this philosophy of dance developed over the years, but the dance developed long before the philosophy was developed. I'd like to ask you about your childhood, and particularly about your statement in your autobiography of your mother and father, when you say, my own blessed mother and father were a remarkable pair of human beings. What was remarkable about your mother and your father?
Well, over 100 years ago, my mother graduated from Ann Arbor, Michigan, as a doctor. She was one of a small class of women who graduated as a doctor. But the family joke was that she went down to Philadelphia to a clinic, which I think you had to put a year in at a clinic in order to become a doctor. Well, the 6 years that she studied with the clinical experience added to it broke her down. She had such a breakdown that she had to go to a sanitarium to recover from being a doctor.
Oh.
And what she learned at that sanitarium was worth the whole homeopathic system. And she came home after a year cured by a great character And she gave her then knowledge, not her homeopathy, but the knowledge which was a kind of spiritual grandfather of Battle Creek, of food, exercise, and this doctor, it'll come to me his name again, he discovered the sun for human beings. In New England, in his days, the women, for instance, wore 10 petticoats, corsets, corset covers. They had hair with rats and things in their hair. And the first thing that this doctor did was to make them take off their corsets and their petticoats, and he made them cut their hair, not for fashion, but for health. He said, you spend too much time on your hair. So he put them out on a veranda and baked them from 10 to 12 every morning. And at the end of the year, he had 80% cure with no medicine, no anything.
Now this must have had its influence upon your life.
Oh, enormous.
Your mother, I suppose, had you exercising at a very early age.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. And I ran barefoot, which, believe it or not, the average farm child did not do, considering it socially beneath them to run barefoot. And I ran barefoot till I was 20.
Your father was an inventor.
Dad was a man way ahead of his time. I think I'd say, I'm not too sure, that Dad invented the first air balloon in New Jersey. I won't say in the world, but from New Jersey. And he and my stepbrother and three or four young boys in the neighborhood helped him to make this balloon. And I have a vague notion of us all gathering around at night and seeing the